from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. State prison officials have 6 more months to reduce overcrowding to the level demanded by the federal courts. A 3-judge panel has moved the deadline from June to the end of the year. The Brown administration argues it's done enough already. But despite realignment, which moved many state prisoners to local lockups, state prisons are running at nearly 150% of capacity. And federal judges have repeatedly insisted they want to see something closer to 37% above capacity. In a separate but related filing, one of the three federal judges set a March hearing for arguments over whether it's time to end a long-running lawsuit over mental health care in state prisons. President Barack Obama's immigration reform proposal promises to have far-reaching implications for California, home to the largest immigrant population in the nation. We checked in with a variety of immigrants across the state to get their take. Getting a green card would change everything for Jose Garcia. Picking mandarin oranges in a field just east of Fresno, Garcia told us he hasn't seen his family in Mexico for 7 years because it's so difficult to cross the border. The president's package includes a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants, which could change Garcia's life and give him a little bargaining power at work.
I'm scared to demand my rights. We stay quiet because it's so easy to get fired and lose our jobs. I'm glad Obama is lending us a hand the way Latinos gave him a hand in the election, that he's given us a chance to show that we're only here to work.
Over in Silicon Valley, the part of the proposal immigrants find most exciting is the promise of expanded visas for highly skilled workers. Vivek Wadhwa is a fellow at Stanford Law School and the author of a book on reverse brain drain, that is to say, why highly skilled immigrants leave the U.S. This immigrant from India says he's optimistic about Obama's proposal to link green cards to advanced science, math, and engineering diplomas, and the idea of special visas for immigrant entrepreneurs who create jobs.
It's a major, major step forward, and I have no doubt it'll do a lot for this country's competitiveness.
Obama's plan, unlike the proposal Senate leaders put forward, would also recognize same-sex couples. So Brian Willingham of Orinda in the San Francisco Bay Area could apply for a green card for his husband, Alfonso Garcia, a Mexican citizen whose parents brought him to the U.S. when he was a child.
Being able to build a family and a life together is all we've ever wanted and hoped to achieve. It's just amazing to live in the year 2013 and actually have the hope that that might come to pass.
Both the president's and the Senate's plan recommend tightened border security, as well as background checks, taxes, and penalties for the estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants already in the U.S. A new law passed last year allows some undocumented immigrants to apply for work permits. As part of our occasional series, What's Your Story, we hear how that's opened a new world of opportunities for Ayari Diaz of San Jose.
For 24 years, I've been forced to live in the shadows because of a choice that was never mine. I'm an illegal. My parents brought me here from Mexico when I was 5, and I have been living undocumented in the United States ever since. I have 2 amazing children and a loving fiancé, but my road has been hard. When I graduated from high school, I hoped to go to college like my peers, but I needed a Social Security number to apply and, most importantly, to get financial aid. I didn't have one, and began to think that I would have the same poor and unproductive life I seen my parents live. But in 2001, a new California law changed things. Undocumented students could apply to college as California residents if they had graduated high school and had been continuously living in the States for several years. So I went to Foothill Community College, and then San Francisco State. It took me 8 years, working countless hours as a minimum wage server while going to school full-time to pay for my tuition in cash. But I had my degree in international business, the first in my family. It gave me the greatest sense of accomplishment. Education was a way out of poverty, but I couldn't have been further from the truth because now I had a new problem. I'm still undocumented, so most people don't want to hire me. Graduating from college was my greatest achievement educationally, but it has also been a source of distress and sorrow. It has been extremely difficult to see my former classmates succeed professionally, while I can't. Being unable to reach my full potential professionally has driven me to depression. Discontent and failure dominate my thoughts. I often fantasize about what I could have accomplished if I had the same opportunities as my successful classmates. Almost 4 years after graduation, my diploma continues to sadly hang and accumulate dust in my room. A constant reminder of how far my determination, perseverance, and hard work have come, but also a bigger reminder of how much further I still need to go. But now, another law has changed my life, known as deferred action. It means I can get a Social Security number and a work permit for 2 years that will allow me to work legally. This is a vindication of everything I've worked hard for. I can finally come out of the shadows, stop hiding who I am, and shine in a country that I've always considered my home. I will no longer be punished for a decision I did not make. But most importantly, I can proudly say my name is Ayari Diaz, and it's now my turn to live the American dream.
Stanford University, a center for research on ecology and the environment, is now facing a lawsuit from environmentalists. KQED science reporter Molly Samuel has the story.
Searsville Dam is located at Jasper Ridge, a nature preserve on the Stanford campus. Christopher Sproul is an attorney representing two Bay Area environmental groups. He says the dam is keeping Central California Coast Steelhead from the upper reaches of San Francisco Creek.
It is, I think, the height of irony that Stanford University, which holds itself out as one of the global leaders in environmental stewardship, is diverting water out of a local creek so that it can irrigate its golf courses.
The lawsuit is completely unnecessary.
That's Stanford spokeswoman Lisa Lappin, who says the dam offers environmental benefits.
The dam itself has created a wetlands area and watershed above the dam, which in itself is supporting many species.
Both Stanford and the National Marine Fisheries Service were already assessing the dam's future. Sproul filed another suit earlier this week on behalf of the Nevada City-based South Yuba River Citizens League. They're suing the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers over two dams on the Yuba River, also over fish habitat. For the California Report, I'm Molly Samuel.
That's the California Report for Wednesday, January 30th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Fallis Family Fund for coverage of climate change. Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as balancing network traffic for improved performance. Barracuda.com.